mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I am living in the Twilight Zone, and I know you are as well. It is Thursday, the 20th day of October, 2011. We're going to get into the whole supposed Gaddafi killing. If you go up to the drudgereport.com, there is a News Channel 5 story. Tennessee becomes first state to fight terrorism statewide. The TSA rolls out checkpoints on the highways. Now, Homeland Security already did this 2 years ago. It's in my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and TSA was involved in that. But I've always told you, we're going to have domestic checkpoints, just like the over 100 they have inside the United States, under federal regulations, up to 100 miles inside. I went back through one of these again yesterday, and it was explosive. I'm going to be airing that tonight on the nightly news. I just got into the office an hour or so ago, and they're getting that video off my camera. I really got in their face this time. And I told them that the government are drug dealers and criminals and that I don't respect their unconstitutional activity. And I just really can't take it anymore. I'm getting to where I can't handle it anymore. I mean, the flying, the naked body scanners, the groping, the TSA at high school proms in New Mexico, and now this headline. I hadn't even seen this. It's up at drudgereport.com. Drudge also is linked to the report that we posted at Infowars.com that Paul Watson did with the headline that State Department sends in one of the leaders of the Arab Spring from Egypt to run Occupy Wall Street. It is CIA, State Department, Obama run. That doesn't mean the people that showed up for it are bad. There's a lot of corruption on Wall Street. That is where most of the problems are emanating from, but not Wall Street itself generally, but the actual private Federal Reserve. That report is up at drudgereport.com as well. But it's just the nightmare just keeps coming more and more true here. The nightmare just continues to intensify, and we are going into an authoritarian nightmare. And I personally am beyond disgusted, beyond angry, beyond rage right now. It's in the news, what already came out last year, that Homeland Security arrests illegals in these fake stings and then releases them with green cards, that they've frozen all major deportations of Mexicans, not of other groups, including criminals. And that's back in the news today. And then meanwhile, I pull up, and they're waving everybody through, but they want to search my car. And I've got to tell the Border Patrol, I'm going to have to sue you. I mean, this is 98 miles inside the U.S. And I'm not against the individual Border Patrol people, but I literally have to have this standoff with them where I get in their face and where my kids are sitting there watching this. And then they tell me to go. I mean, you know, they had like six of them slime over. They said, pull over there. We're going to search you. And I said, I'm going to sue you. You come on here and violate my Fourth Amendment. And you know, the Supreme Court has ruled they can have these checkpoints 100 miles in to check immigration status. And I believe that's unconstitutional. Besides, the globalists don't want to check immigration status. I mean, the Homeland Security's been caught hiring illegals to build part of the Texas border fence that's for show. That's on record, Associated Press, Fox News. But they can't do it for drugs. And they were sticking, having people open their doors, stick the drug dog in. This is 98 miles inside the U.S., inside South Texas. And they said, pull over there, we're coming on board. And I said, look, we're U.S. citizens. You can run the plates of this vehicle. I said, if I was from Mexico, I'm the best actor in the world, basically. And I said, you're not going to search my vehicle with that drug dog. I said, besides, the government and the Border Patrol have been caught bringing drugs in here. They all smile. And then my wife got in their face. It was just not even emotionally draining. I have such clarity now that it's pure torture to have this level of understanding. We'll be right back. A very wealthy...
fresh.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
Business Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, 20th day of October 2011 transmission. Wayne Madsen, who's recently been inside Libya, investigative journalist, will be joining us coming up in about 25 minutes from now to break down the report that Muammar Gaddafi has been killed, hiding in a spider hole. John B. Wells, syndicated radio host for Coast to Coast AM, who covers a lot of the same issues that we get into with great eloquence, will be joining us for 50 minutes of the second hour. Webster Tarpley, who was on yesterday, will pop in because he's recently been to Libya to give us his take on this latest Muammar Gaddafi report. And I'm also going to get a 10-minute pop-in from Steve Pachinik because, again, he called us up this morning and saying he thinks it's staged and has some sources. So we'll just get about a 10-minute pop-in from him and Tarpley coming up here on the broadcast today. Now, also coming up, at least on Nightly News tonight, I may air it if Dew has time to get it off my camera and loaded. I've got to blur out my children's faces and their names and things. I went to the South Texas beach a few weeks ago over the weekend, drove back 98 miles inside the U.S., and they're now building more of these. There's over 100 in the country. There's more than 15 in Texas, and they wanted to search her car with a drug dog, and I told them no, and I said, you guys let the illegal aliens through these checkpoints, and they're on record doing that. In fact, CNS News has a report out today where Janet Napolitano is giving illegals green cards when they do arrest them. And of course, that's come out for 3 years. They're doing that. They've stopped basically all deportations of Mexicans because that's a political client state now, and I guess Democratic voters. Others, Salvadorans and others, are being shipped out of the country. In fact, they've got a big Bayview detention center down there by South Padre that's got 5,000 Salvadorans, people from El Salvador, in it. So it's also very discriminatory, but there's a globalist deal with Mexico to basically merge the two countries. It also came out in the McAllen newspaper, after talk radio covered it, after Glenn Beck did, that the children are taught to pledge allegiance to Mexico and to salute the Mexican flag. This goes on all over the United States in any school that's 30 or 40% Hispanic, including Puerto Rican schools, schools that are predominantly Puerto Rican. Puerto Ricans have complained about it. This is not a new phenomenon. They say, well, we're not Mexican. Nothing wrong with being Mexican, but you know, the Ford Foundation has said, if you've got brown skin and are Latino, you are now a Mexican, because that's the political decision. They want to play those groups off against each other. And so that's why I get so angry. 98 miles into the U.S., I've never left the country on the trip, and I pull up with my family, and everybody on board U.S. citizens. And you got a bunch of people with blue eyes and blonde and brown hair speaking complete Texas accents going, yeah, we're U.S. citizens. They go, pull over. We're searching. And I'm like, listen, I'm going to sue you. Okay, you come on here without a warrant. And then they send over six goons, open the door up, and I explain. I go, the government's been caught dealing drugs, including the Border Patrol. And he said, the Supreme Court's ruled we can do this. And I said, it's ruled 100 miles in. You can, and I believe it's a false ruling, but it's ruled that you can ask immigration status. You can ask if I'm a citizen or not. But I said, you're searching for drugs. He said, no, we're not. We're searching for narcotics. And I looked at the guy because they know they're outside the law. And I said, you come on here. I'm going to sue you, pal. I said, I do not give consent. The reason I got so mad yesterday, last time I had my camera going as we pulled up, and they said, turn that off. And I said, no, you're surveilling me, free speech, First Amendment. And then they came over and then they just opened the door of the RV we were on, the InfoWars mobile, and I talked to the guy, and he said, you can go ahead and go. This time, six of them come over after they've ordered us to pull over, and they all kind of swagger over to open the door up and get in their face with righteous indignation. And this time, I didn't hold a camera up. This time, you don't see the camera I've got it down in my lap, until they start saying, no, we're going to search your vehicle. We're coming aboard. And that's when I get the camera out, get in their face. And look, this is a planned takedown of America. The globalists always use the crisis they create, 800-plus sanctuary cities, free tuition, free welfare, above the law, don't get arrested for DWI, don't get arrested for no insurance, get different banking rules. That's even been in the Associated Press, that the illegals get different banking rules than citizens. It's an incentive to bring them here, then turn them into a political group that will vote for gun control, open borders, basic globalism. And then as citizens of this country see what's happening and get upset by it, then the system comes in and says, that's okay. We will set up checkpoints everywhere in a police state and then have a few show arrests every year and then release the illegal aliens out the back door. I mean, this is all on record. And there's 6.5+ billion people that want to come here. I mean, could we take them all? Maybe, if we didn't have welfare. But these groups do, on average, get on welfare. The dad goes out and works, but mama, on two or three different identification cards, gets on welfare. That's why around Texas, you can tell the illegal aliens when you see them, because they got a Western wear dress, don't speak English, got La Raza stickers all over their cars, and they're driving vehicles nicer than citizens are, because they're not paying taxes on average. Mama's on three forms of welfare, and daddy's out there working hard all day. And the babies are free at the hospital. Everything's free. And citizens, no matter what color you are subsidizing it. California's bankrupt. 48 states are bankrupt. The country's going down right now. We're in a stalled depression. Mexico has been imploded by the globalists, which is designed to then drive them all up here. This has all been designed. Nobody's bad in this except the globalists. I don't blame Mexicans for wanting to come up here, especially now that it's a genocidal Mad Max world, literally, down in Mexico. And that's how Mexican citizens were describing it to me the 5 days I was down at the coast doing an investigation. That's what Hispanic Texans told me. That's what white and black Texans all told me. And they were all scared to talk on the radio except one gentleman. And he completely concurred, a Hispanic gentleman who we had on a few days ago, and a veteran as well. And a lot of the stuff he told me off record, he didn't repeat on air. It's because then they'd be able to tell who he was, and people are living in fear down there. I'm going to get into the whole Gaddafi thing here in just a moment. We'll spend a lot of time on that today. But here's what I'm talking about. Every time this happens, you're always told it's the first time it's happened. This is not the first time it's happened. It is in Tennessee, in a surrounding four-state area, but this happened in 2009. It's in my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. I had the state rep on. The governor put out a statement. They had 14 federal agencies. This was in the newspapers. 14 federal agencies setting up checkpoints on major highways, pulling families over, two-hour-long waits, shutting down entire highways. They're putting up the highway divider chains now. now to keep people from being able to flee. A total control grid is going into place for martial law, for continuity of government. They have resettlement specialists hired by the hundreds of thousands. They've got the camps built, Houston Chronicle. This is all going on for the total depression they've engineered. The globalists have been gearing up for this for 15 years. But they always say it's the first time. This is going on in California, Texas. It's going on in every state. They have TSA checkpoints going back at least 8 years in Florida, 9 years, 10 years in D.C., Dallas about 5 years, Boston, Massachusetts. It's been going on everywhere.
Jones, myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey, everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And I'll crash it down, and you break your crown, and you put your face up, but there's no one around. Just one more thing, just to play the game. But the castle's crumbled, and you're there for just the day. Where's your crown king?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you want my view on the whole Muammar Gaddafi situation, it's this. With bin Laden, we knew he had kidney failure 10 years ago or more. We know he was at the American hospital, visited by the CIA, CBS News, Le Figaro of France. We know that his family was awarded giant contracts for U.S. military bases, the largest construction firm in the Middle East, bin Laden Construction. You know, to give you my view on this Gaddafi thing, I have to first give you some history. The bin Laden thing was fake because we know bin Laden was already dead from scores of credible sources, including Madeleine Albright, who came out and told Bush, don't roll him out dead. We know you've got him on ice. Walter Cronkite. You don't get more insider than that. He played footsie with the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, most elite encampment, Bohemian Grove, Bilderberg, you name it. He came out right before the 04 election and said, don't bring him out. I had Bush administration official sources. I had Steve Pachinik, Council on Foreign Relations, back at the time saying it was all staged in 2002. So that we knew was fake, and we said fake situation room photo, not live video feeds, throwing the body in the water, the way they had the media all ready to go with it, and Obama making the announcement. That's when you know something's fake. That was fake. I don't know about this. The video has the customary super shaky, and then there's one video still that they cut to. We're rolling the video right now. This person's either the worst camera person in the known galaxy, or this is a staged video. And we've seen staged videos out of Iran of a young woman shot and bleeding to death. That was fake. We've seen fake bin Laden videos. The point is, when you have a government and a NATO system that lies incessantly, you don't know what the truth is. It's like if you have a neighbor or somebody in business you've worked with who lies most of the time. You never know. So it's not bad to question this. In fact, you should. Knowing his psychology, knowing where he most likely would be in his hometown, knowing about the month and a half long siege, they claim they killed him before, or he ran to Venezuela. They claim they killed his sons over and over again. That wasn't true. They claim they killed his firstborn, the Shield of Islam. That's how it translates, and they hadn't. So I'd say 60-40, my gut. My gut says that's probably Gaddafi. He's probably dead. Just knowing the MO, staying, fighting 7 months against the al-Qaeda rebels, it's kind of like, you know, he's the ugly, they're the bad. I'm not saying Gaddafi's a good guy, but it's good, the bad, and the ugly. And the people running our country certainly aren't the good. And al-Qaeda certainly isn't the good. Or the ugly. They're the bad. So is Saudi Arabia. There's no doubting I'll take Gaddafi any day over Saudi Arabia and the unspeakable decadence and evil and British intelligence model they use. It's true that he was a dictator. It's true he bucked the system. It's true he was building up all of Africa. It's true the guy lived in a little tent with plastic chairs while everybody thought he was behind his armored compound. That's why they wanted to get rid of him. And now they're going to bring in the forced inoculations. They're going to cut off the water supply, the austerity. They have put al-Qaeda in control. They say thousands, upwards of 10,000 different types of missiles, several thousand shoulder-launched, have fallen into the hands of al-Qaeda. Think about this. Put al-Qaeda in charge of Libya. Call them freedom fighters. Have the Facebook guy that ran the Arab Spring in Egypt overthrowing the old dictator Mubarak, bringing in something far worse now, and then he's now running with the CIA and State Department the Occupy Wall Street situation. I want to get Wayne Madsen's take on that from WayneMadsenReport.com, but I wanted to give you my preface first. I don't know what's going on here. People say, tell us, Alex. I don't know. Learning to judge from videos, they can fake almost anything. The McAuliffe video, it was obviously fake with a hood over it. They just projected his head in and had him turn. That was clearly a fake. The Bin Laden videos turned out to be fake. I could look at them and tell you they were fakes. One of them was a standard computer-generated dummy model that you can get in even cheap programs. That was later confirmed with voice print and video analysis to be fake by major universities. This video, just looking at it with the eye, looks real. But their CG is getting better. They could have already killed him somewhere else and just want to release this. We don't know. He could have run to Uganda, and that's why Special Forces went in there. Then they drug his body back. We got Pachinik popping in later for 10 minutes on this. We got Tarpley popping in for 15, 20 minutes or so. We have an article up at PrisonPlanet.com right now. Killing Gaddafi spares International Criminal Court embarrassment for U.S. and Britain. Like Milosevic, Gaddafi would have thrust Western support for al-Qaeda fighters under the spotlight. Now, one reason into this whole intelligence mix that I think it could be staged, but my gut says probably not, is that you notice Europe didn't go along with the total private banker takeover and the end of all sovereignty being held hostage by the banksters. They didn't do that today. So old Hades is breaking loose there. Major states are banning cash sales, like Louisiana. There's a lot of big police state developments. Checkpoints are popping up nationwide right now. We're going into another degree of martial law. So while all this is happening, and that's coming up, we're busy looking at Gaddafi. Now, a man who's been brave enough this year to be there, Tarpley's also was there just a few months ago under bombardment, is Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com. And he joins us to give us his first look analysis of this Gaddafi situation. I haven't gotten your view yet, Wayne. You just heard my first look analysis. What's your take as a former NSA analyst, Navy submarine warfare expert, top journalist reporting for some of the biggest publications in the world on Capitol Hill? As somebody that tracks what these disinfo people do, what's your gut level first look analysis, Wayne Madsen?
Well, I also agree with you, Alex. I think, although it's too soon to tell, and because we've been inundated with all this disinformation before, curveballs, yellow cake, uranium, all these other fakes, you know, the riots in Syria that were actually riots in Bahrain, the fact that Al Jazeera was the first to report this, we know about their ties to the government of Qatar and what they've done with the CIA in the past. My gut feeling says, he's dead, but I also would point out initial reports were that he was shot in the legs. There was one photo I saw clearly of a head wound. It could be that he did try to maybe surrender. Maybe they executed him. It doesn't say a whole lot for Obama's wall of the jungle foreign policy, because that's what it is. It's no different than Bush's when we killed Saddam Hussein's two sons, and in a very macabre scene, we saw them laid out on some slabs. Later, we saw the photo purportedly of Saddam Hussein after he was executed. He still maintained he was president of Iraq. Gaddafi still maintained that he was the leader of Libya. I would say that, as with Saddam Hussein, the situation with Gaddafi, President Obama has violated Executive Order 12333, which was initiated by President Ford, signed off by Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, and even the first President Bush, George H.W. Bush. He's violated that. He has assisted in the assassination of a foreign head of state, and Mr. Obama should be basically indicted by the House Judiciary Committee that's called impeachment. He should go before the Senate, and he should be tried.
ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Thursday, the 20th day of October 2011, and while the world is busy questioning whether Muammar Gaddafi is dead or not, like other fabled individuals, Osama bin Laden, big developments are taking place in the economy. We'll talk more about this coming up later in the hour with our guests after we cover some other issues. But here's CNBC. A long, steep drop for Americans' standard of living. And it breaks down that you've got to basically have higher taxes and no future under globalism to pay off the tens of trillions, well, it's actually the 1,000+ trillion in Ponzi scheme derivatives to the central banks. Isn't that interesting? Here's another one, a Citigroup to pay millions to close fraud complaint. Also, the Associated Press is reporting $70+ trillion in Bank of America derivatives secretly bailed out and backstopped. We're talking about $70+ trillion for Bank of America in derivatives. The entire deficit isn't even $15 trillion. Okay? We'll get an idea of how they're inducing us through traders they control in government, having us sign on to their mega debt. It's incredible. I'll talk about that on the nightly news this evening. This is the most incredible article of the day. It's even bigger than checkpoints all over the country with TSA jerking families out of their cars we covered in the last hour. It's up on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com. No, this is from KLFY with a straight face, they say, bans on cash. You're only allowed to use cash with major retailers. You cannot use cash for a secondhand sale. That includes all garage sales, swap meets, you name it. This is directly out of the most horrific dictatorships ever seen. Cold hard cash, it's good everywhere you go, right? You can use it to pay for anything. But that's not the case here in Louisiana now. It's a law that passed during this year's busy legislative session. House Bill 195 basically says those who buy and sell secondhand goods cannot use cash to make those transactions. So they want to kill the underground economy. That's why they're arresting people selling lemonade all over the country, or tomatoes, or pumpkins, and SWAT-teaming Amish, just selling milk to their neighbor. You are guilty until proven innocent. You can't be trusted in a cash economy. That's part of the 999 sales tax plan. That's where they now have a federal sales tax and the Federal Reserve gets its way, and a VAT where every transaction's tracked and you swipe a card even when you use cash. So it's going to be a graduated sales tax. And they go on to say that's the way it is. SWAT teams are standing by and the checkpoints are being set up as well. And they're now saying citizens will now be on these Homeland Security pickup list, not arrest list. You don't get a judge. You don't get a jury. They can kill you in secret under new federal edicts, not laws. They can kill U.S. citizens. That's been announced. And they just say, under the Enemy Combatant Act, you'll pull up to a checkpoint. You're on the list. You disappear. You're never seen again. And by the way, you never thought you'd get socialist health care. You never thought they'd ban cash. You never thought they'd have federal checkpoints on the highways. It's here. It's all coming. It's the new world order. Never thought you'd see Mexican troops operating inside the U.S. It's the new world order. Now, I'm really honored to, for the rest of the hour, the next 15 minutes, to be joined by John B. Wells, who is an accomplished composer, musician, writer, actor, martial arts instructor, and aviator. John B. Wells can be best described as a well-rounded Renaissance man who savors the pursuit of knowledge and discovery from the arcane to the... And it continues... heard on radio and TV stations throughout the United States, Europe, Asia, South Africa, Australia, and South America. Wells is one of the world's most recognized voice artists, from network television programs to Lockheed Martin Aeronautical Company Joint Strike Fighter F-22 Raptor projects, museum exhibits such as the Soviet Space and Ramses the Great, to movie trailers for Columbia, TriStar, Sony Pictures, and Disney. His ability to communicate has been acknowledged with numerous Emmy, Clio, and Marconi awards. And the website is the initials jbwells.com. That's jbwells.com. We're honored to have you here today, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Alex. I'll tell you, I think that's the closest I'll ever come to an Academy Award. Thank you.
And I should add, you're a host on Coast to Coast AM as well.
That's the most fun job a guy could possibly have other than being on your show.
Well, you know I'm a loudmouth who will take up all the time, so let's get rolling here. What do you think of laws and moves around the U.S. to ban cash if you're not a big box globalist store?
You know, Alex, I've spent so much time, people might wonder, why would you want to talk to a voiceover guy? But I'll tell you very quickly, over the course of my career, I've been privileged to, I mean, it's a blessing and a curse. If you subscribe to the theory that ignorance is bliss, I think maybe that's a correct statement, because I've read many, many things about various projects that I had to sign the paper on Dwight Eisenhower referred to as the military-industrial complex. And the fact is that this, in my opinion, is the first move toward the cashless society. And I suspect it'll only accelerate from here with all of this facial recognition being rolled out and iris scans and all this craziness with the TSA. And now, of course, what more innocuous place to kick this off than in Louisiana under the auspices of being able to track, you know, the drug traffickers, you know. I've spent most of my life being under threat of some sort of a war. I was born around the time the Korean War ended, and then immediately after that we went into the Vietnam War, and then there was the war on poverty, and then there was the war on drugs, and now there's the war on terror. So I guess we're all war babies if we were, you know, born any time after World War II. And I don't see this getting better. I see it getting much worse, I think between, I don't know, maybe the Mayans have something, maybe by 20, there's no telling how much damage can be caused in the next year and a couple of months, and I'm gravely concerned about it.
Well, the government is acting like it's the end of the world. I mean, rolling out checkpoints, sticking their hands down our pants, they want to set the precedent for forced inoculations. They've openly promoted that with the Emergency Health Powers Act. This is really frightening, what this country is turning into. And then you look at the fact that globalism has deindustrialized our country. What's your view on this whole New World Order system and where it wants to take us?
Well, a friend, you may know him, a fellow named Servando Gonzalez, wrote a very interesting book. This is not my book, so I'm not hawking it, but it's called Psychological Warfare in the New World Order. This is a really intensive book. And it's obvious, just like this, it's obvious that, you know, as to quote a fictitious home secretary from one of my favorite shows, as I ease into my dotage, I find that timing is everything from lovemaking to the golf swing. And this taking down, this alleged taking down of bin Laden, followed by Anwar al-Awlaki, and now finally with Gaddafi, it just seems that all of these things, of course, you know, al-Awlaki was a relatively recent player. But it appears that all of these little, like some sort of an infernal machine where you just were, or a tumbler on a safe, you get one click and you go back to the left. You can take that as the political left. You get another click, you go back to the right, you get another click, and then boom, the door opens. And the door, unfortunately, is the one that opens Pandora's box. It's escalating rapidly. In fact, I saw on your site today this Tyrell Corp, this one super corporation run the global economy. Once upon a time, we read the great books, and we learned from those great books. Now, I think it's the great screenwriters that produce a lot of information that if we'll just allow ourselves to hear it. I mean, from little goofy things like this Operation Endgame, just a juvenile script. But if you look deeply into it, you'll see that there's a really much more serious thread of truth running through there, almost like, I'll just wax silly for a minute. You know, as Bill was a great fan of comic books in that movie Kill Bill 2, I have been a fan of the Three Stooges. And in one of them, they have the Axis powers all gathered together, and one of them says, "This is not right. Your minorities are infiltrating our majorities until you've made our majorities minorities." And, of course, you know, Mo, who's playing Hitler, tells him to shut up and hits him with a golf club or something. this is all, but it's true, which is why, just shifting gears now, I warn you, I'll go a little bit ADD here, I think, in the mode of firing the short-barreled shotgun out the back door.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm meshes, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We are back live with syndicated talk show host, top voice talent, you name it, John B. Wells. And he's got another website, not just johnbwells.com. We'll tell you about that website here in just a moment. Before I go any further, I want to remind listeners that we are listeners supported. Our sponsors, people that buy the books, the DVDs, the T-shirts, the films, all of it at InfoWars.com. Subscribers to InfoWars Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is how we've built this alternative media platform, now reaching more than 10 million people a week, conservatively, just on YouTube. And that's about 25% of our audience is on, you know, stuff on the web like that. Several million a day on the radio, over a million a day with InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Conservatively, we're reaching about conservatively, probably 20 million people a week now, one way or another. Millions a week just on the podcast, 600,000 a day. It's very, very, very exciting, and it's only growing. And when each and every one of you spreads the word on Facebook, Twitter, tells your friends, your family, your neighbors about the show, I mean, I'm not risking my life for nothing. I know in my gut, I know historically we can beat these tyrants. This is a very nasty form of tyranny we've got growing, this whole scientific new world order. It's got to be defeated. We've got the new InfoWars, because knowing is half the battle, G.I. Joe style shirt, very, very popular. That's available at InfoWars.com. We've got all the In the Fed shirts on sale right now at InfoWars.com. People will ask, what is that? You can explain to them about the Federal Reserve. We have a new film. Only available in North America, because this is out of Europe, but it's in English. Very powerful, so I made a deal with them. I got a bunch of them. Scientist under attack, genetic engineering, and the facts that are coming out. We've got that new film available at InfoWars.com. And when you purchase the books, the videos, all of it, it makes this show possible. But the most important thing is spreading the word. You know about the Federal Reserve situation. We're in contact with the Dallas Police Department about, I'm now talking to other witnesses, that indeed there was a provocateur there trying to set us up. That shows that we're hurting them, for them to go to those type of links. That the fact the Federal Reserve has filed complaints with YouTube trying to take down our videos, and YouTube didn't do it, by the way, because we called them on it, shows we're hurting them. I mean, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. We're reaching tens of millions of people a week now, and it's only growing. And they can't really kill me. I mean, they may still. I get threats all the time because I'm nothing special. This information is out there now. I mean, go to the Drudge Report today. Luke Radowski went and interviewed Alec Baldwin. He endorsed capitalism. That's up on the Drudge Report. Our article about the State Department running Occupy Wall Street. That's up on Drudge Report. Number one website in the world for news. Tens of millions a day. Truth is contagious. Truth is popular. And yes, for some of us that are out at the very tip of the spear, it's dangerous. But it's like the Braveheart line. Yes, we might go out on this battlefield and lose today. But what about many years from now, lying in our beds, you know, about to die? What will we give to just come back here and tell our enemies, you can take our lives, but you can't take our freedom? I mean, it infuriates me to see this video. We're going to play a clip of later of state police with Homeland Security and TSA looking at people on the highway like we're all guilty and criminals, like we're being inducted into a prison and pulling people out of cars and searching vehicles without warrants because they're trying to stop terrorism. That should make you fight or flight. It should make you boil with disgust and concern. That we know where this leads 100% of the time. Going back to John B. Wells, John, I mean, you hear the point I'm making. You went to break making the point about it's all in time. You had gotten to the point where you thought you would just stay invisible. Please continue where the break cut into what you were saying, and then let's get into some other subjects and also talk about your other website.
Well, the thing is, Alex, I used to think invisibility was the key, and they just run away from it. There's no place to run. It will visit you wherever you are. So I just reverse myself on that. It's like visibility, high visibility is the key in that way. Look, we're all mortal. We're all going to check out of here one day. We're all going to begin the final boarding process out of this world. However, now is the time to stand for something or just cower like little mice and just let the cat take you over. That's what's going to happen. However, that said, with all this Occupy Wall Street and Occupy the Fed stuff, I'm beginning to wonder if the apparatus isn't so big and things are not so screwed up, if you will, and so far down the road that, I mean, revolution concerns me because if something like that were ever to happen, that's when our enemies would fall upon us because they would see that as the weakest moment. For to what end, I don't know, because, you know, at least in theory, the rest of the world relies on the United States for so much. If you'll just indulge me a second here, this came from Patrick Henry, and it's a short piece. But he said, this was his speech on the Stamp Act, March 23rd, 1775. It is natural for man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We are apt to shut our eyes against a painful truth and listen to the song of that siren till she transforms us into beasts. Is this the part of wise men engaged in a great and arduous struggle for liberty? Are we disposed to be of the number of those who, having eyes, see not, and having ears, hear not, the things which so nearly concern their temporal salvation? For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. You contrast that with George W. Bush, and I actually liked him until I got into it a little bit, and then I'm not so sure, who said, let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th, followed by Gore Vidal, who said, apparently conspiracy stuff is now shorthand for have been given mine. So if we can just bring some people, you don't have to obey us blindly or join our legions blindly, but at least listen and see how these events are affecting your lives. Bind together. Such a concerted effort is being made to drive us away from each other, black against white, against brown, against Asian, against the federal people, the local people, the state people. We cannot allow this to happen. We have to be a nation, not just a country. Any place can be a country. We need to be a nation. And that's the end of my rant for the next few seconds anyway.
Well, John, beautifully said, and that's why the globalists are trying to break up our sovereignty and bring so many people in and then tell them, don't become Americans. No, keep your nationality so they can play us off against each other. That's the real end game. And look, people call it a revolution. I'm involved in an information warfare revolution against lies. But I've always said I'm not a revolutionary. I'm a restorationist. Our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, though not fully lived up to in our country's history, was the greatest flower of renaissance and awakening and enlightenment. And I want to go forward to the past. I don't want to be a 3,000-4,000-year-old thug-run tyranny, because we're going back before 1776 and 1789. We're going back to ancient tyranny with a high-tech overlay. I want to go forward to the past, to the most advanced thing we've developed. I want to restore our republic. That's why when I pulled up to that checkpoint 98 miles into Texas and they said, we're going to search your car, I mean, I righteously had zero fear. And that actually scared me after the fact. Even though my little children were with me, I didn't care and didn't even have to pump myself up. I was so focused and so disgusted with these people that at first they thought they scared me, you know, six Border Patrol guys around me, and it was the opposite. I said, I know the government brings in the drugs, and I just totally hit them hard. I'll play it tonight on the nightly news. But my point is that I have to make myself now try to even have some concern. I mean, because I still want to have that frostiness. It's like I'm getting to where I have zero fear, and it's almost the extreme opposite of what a lot of people have. Do you get where I'm going here?
Oh, I absolutely do. I mean, did I read that right the other week? That 747, or I think that was the model number of the aircraft, full of cocaine, was allowed to come into this country in exchange for some cooperation against the Zetas, which, as you know, is made up of military deserters and other really hardcore guys.
Yeah, and that's just their cover in the Texas newspapers that, oh, we let in this tonnage of cocaine. And, yeah, Wachovia and Wells Fargo run these aircraft with cocaine. And, yeah, I mean, it's totally controlled. And actually, the big banks in the U.S., not the U.S. government, if you read all the federal documents that are admitted, they're funding all the cartels against each other to try to just keep prices up. It's so cold-blooded.
And I don't know what the end game is. I mean, if they did succeed in destroying the country, reducing us to some sort of a brawling, internally brawling third world nation, I mean, what is to be gained from this? I just don't know. I think it might go back to, I mean, I keep quoting movies, but again, it's the brilliant screenwriters. I think it's true. I don't think some of these people can be assigned any other motive or initiative other than they just like to see the world burn.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.